You're listening to Mom and Doc Talks, where we talk all things healing pans and pandas with a special emphasis on homeopathy. Hi, I'm Jody, the mom.
And I'm Dr. Barr, the doc. And this is Mom and Doc Talks, where we talk all things healing pans and pandas with a special emphasis on homeopathy. And if you joined us in our last episode, you'll know that we are headlong into the part of the story of Avery's recovery from pans that is all about homeopathy. So we are really focusing in on that moving forward. And then as we need to, we'll bring in conversations after we finish up our journey with your healing process, Jody, and we just start talking about relevant points of healing. We'll bring things in here and there as we need to. But we're headlong into homeopathy. And our last episode, we talked all about how to have an effective first visit, ways things are a little bit different than what you might be used to in a conventional intake, and ways to be successful. Now we're going to talk about Avery's first remedy and your experience with that, because holy cow, it was not what you expected at all, was it?
No. I didn't know what to expect, but it was definitely wilder than anything that I could have imagined.
Well, as we shared before, one of the reasons that we started doing all the education that we do, both in the Homeopathy for Pans and Pandas Facebook group, but also on our YouTube channel and now with this podcast and other things that we're doing, is to try and bridge some of the gaps that we have between what people are raised in the medical paradigm that they understand and homeopathy, because they're actually quite different. And so what you came into, like, you did have an expectation, right? Yeah. But you expected things to work like taking a steroid or an anti-inflammatory or an antibiotic. You basically wanted a repeat of that very first antibiotic that you were given that was like, yeah, things are so much better. She's like 95% cure. We got this figured out. We're done. We've kicked pandas in the butt. And that's what you were hoping for and expecting. Mm-hmm. And you didn't quite understand exactly what you were experiencing, even though at the end of that initial intake, I did a whole series of explanations for you about what was possible, what reactions mm-hmm. could look like, what to do if those reactions occurred. You were just in a state that you weren't able to process at all.
No, not even a little bit. I didn't remember it. I didn't. So when it all started happening, I was like, oh my gosh, why didn't she tell me about any of this? Right. So again, like, my lack of understanding of homeopathy made it a rough start. Had I understood the things that I understand now, and you know, all of the things that we, you know, are teaching moms and dads about homeopathy, I think it would have been I would have felt a little bit more okay. But yeah, I felt like we like went barreling in, and it felt like we hit a wall. I didn't know that it was a good wall at the time, but it was like, oh no, what just happened?
Right, so for context, maybe I should share what I told you at the end of our first visit about mm-hmm. what to expect. So then you can share what you actually experienced. So at the end of the initial visit, we will always go through how to take the remedy, what to expect, and then answer any questions that you've got. And so I explained about how to take the remedy, and the specifics are going to be for depending on the kiddo and everything and the provider that you're working with. So I'm not going to go into exactly how I told her to take it, other than you want to take it at least 10 to 15 minutes away from anything else in the mouth other than water. And that does include toothpaste or anything that has like flavor to it. And so then we go into what to expect. And so we talk about what a positive response to a remedy would look like and what a remedy that's just not effective would look like. So I will say what we like to see, what we hope to see, is that things will just start to get better. And I think that's where you stop listening, Jody. You're like, this is what's going to happen. So that we hope that things will just start to get better. This could be a few days to a few weeks, and it won't necessarily be everything all at once. It could just be, you know, percentages better, not completely gone, but hopefully what we're going to see is just starting to feel better within a few days to a few weeks. Some people are very quick responders, and it could change within a few minutes to a few hours. This is not as common, but it is possible. So if you are seeing a change, it could be related to the remedy if you've just taken it. There is a chance with the right remedy that you could get a little bit worse before you get better. This is called an initial therapeutic aggravation. It's basically a worsening of the existing symptoms that they get a little bit elevated. And then after a few days, they tend to calm down and then you see significant improvement from there. And so if you see this, it's actually a really good sign, even though it feels uncomfortable. If it does happen, you can always reach out and I can give you some guidance on if you want anything we might want to change as a result of that. If it's the wrong remedy, what will likely happen is nothing. You won't see any change for the better or for the worse. There is a small chance, very small chance, with the wrong remedy that you could get symptoms that you didn't have before. This is not very common for it to occur in anybody who is chronically ill, especially PANS and PANDAS kiddos, but it is a possibility. So if you see anything new show up immediately after starting the remedy, it's a good thing to let me know. And that's basically the description that I gave you about what could happen with a homeopathic remedy, and then asked you if you had any questions. And I think that the reality was that you were exhausted from a 3-hour intake, confused about all of the things that I had said that were different than what you wanted to hear, or maybe not confused, but just like tuned out, that I don't think you asked many questions other than something maybe related to the protocols that you were already on and mm-hmm. using them simultaneously. Mm-hmm. So that's where we primed you for what could happen. And what happened, Jody?
So I gave her first dose, and I think it was like 15, 20 minutes afterwards, everything went up, like up in a bad direction. And things got worse. And for some reason I had zero idea that that could happen because I didn't listen, and was super confused. And then you're going to help me for a little bit of this, cause my brain is so fuzzy on it. Then we stopped and we waited the 72 hours. Right. Mm-hmm. And then we talked again. And I think we did a slight adjustment and then started back up. Right. It's the backup part that I remember so much.
Yeah. We had you wait a little bit to see if it would pass. And then once it passed and things were starting to improve, we had you start again, because some people, once they have an aggravation, they don't aggravate to future doses. And so we had to experiment to see if that was possible, because obviously taking something once a day is much easier than taking it at a random schedule. Mm-hmm. And so we tried that. Things actually aggravated again. And then mm-hmm. you stopped. Okay, wait. And things got a lot better. And by the time we followed up at our next visit, you said things actually were so good for like 2 weeks, where things were clearly, things were, I mean, not gone, but mm-hmm. things were better. Yeah. And in the last couple of days, they started to get worse again. And we had talked after that worsening with those two doses in a row, we mm-hmm. talked about switching to what's called as needed dosing. So basically when we see that the improvements start to wane, that we would give a dose then to stimulate the healing process again. Mm-hmm. And you were at that place that it was time to give another dose, but you hadn't connected with that. And so you're like, I don't know what to do. This made her so much worse. I don't want to give it to her again. So what do I do? And I had to talk you through giving it again, but we're getting into the first follow-up, which is, I mean, it's relevant, but.
I think what I remember the most is after we gave the two doses and mm-hmm. she like really, really just almost went to, so her symptoms weren't worse than they had ever been. It was exactly the same, but you know, normally Avery would have, she would have some control, like she could keep composure around people. And I remember at that time, she like turned it in the direction of Billy, my husband, and was the same thing that she had done to me, but to him. And then I remember that afternoon we had a physical therapist in the house, and she kind of put her anger in the direction of the physical therapist. And I was like, holy cow, like we are done here. Like, this is it. I'm never going to be able to give her another dose. It didn't work. And that's awful. And, you know, at the time I had a lot of, I felt like a lot of, pressure, because I was wanting to do homeopathy really bad and my husband was not wanting to do homeopathy. And I was like, oh my gosh, like we are literally three doses in and we're done. And I didn't understand that her getting symptoms that were a little bit worse was meant that she was having a good response to the remedy, and that there was ways that we were going to work together to make that, you know, make those aggravations gentler. Just all that stuff, not knowing anything about responses and how they can happen, made it all super confusing to me. And now looking back, I'm like, oh gosh, that was so good. Like, it was all good, because it was her having a strong response. But whenever I was managing it and it was brand new, it felt very chaotic and unfamiliar.
And we're going to talk in our next episode about how things shifted and changed with the first several follow-ups. So we'll get into that in a little bit more detail. But one of the things I think is really important to recognize too, with that initial remedy that you started and getting to that first follow-up, that you, when things got really bad, you were in a state, obviously, of stress and distress and feeling like, oh my gosh, how could this be good for my kid? Because I gave her something that made things worse. How could this possibly be good for my kid? And you didn't even recognize the improvements that she had made once the aggravation wore off, the improvements that she had made beyond her baseline where she was when we started the remedy, until our first visit, when we were able to talk through and I was able to tell you, here's what you said last time, and I'm going through like a symptom list, and how is this? And this is what you were telling me about last time. And how is this? And how is this? And you're like, oh, that was actually better, but it's starting to come back now. Mm-hmm. And so it's human nature that we zero in on the things that are bad, that are problems to fix, and things that we don't want to have around, that we can sometimes not recognize when something is improving or when things are better or easier, because we're more attentive to the things that are dangerous for us or the things that cause distress. So I want to take a little bit of time to talk about what's happening in the body with an aggravation, since people are probably like, how, I'm with you, Jody, how could you ever give something to your kid that makes them worse and think that that's a good thing? So with homeopathy, we're giving a very small dose of a medicine or a supplement substance found in nature that, when given to a healthy person, could cause symptoms that are similar to what somebody is experiencing in their unhealthy state. And so what we're looking for is actually the secondary response. And so let me pause for a minute to talk about primary and secondary responses. So if you think about any substance that we have in nature, or not even nature, like pharmaceuticals too, we've got the action that we're looking for, and then we have like the rebound effect. And so the example I like to give is coffee. When we drink coffee in the morning, if we drink caffeinated coffee or take caffeine in any form, we get the hyperattention, the more alertness, the more energy. That's the primary response. The secondary response is the body reacting to that external force and overcorrecting. And so we end up fatigued and weary and like maybe not as attentive. And so with homeopathy, what we're trying to do is give a very, very, very small amount of something that could cause a primary response that's similar to what somebody's experiencing. So rather than getting that primary response, we just get that secondary response. We give that enough of a nudge that the body says, oh, okay, here's what it is. And we get that secondary response. Kids with PANS are so sensitive that they are a little bit more sensitive to that primary response. And we always do what we can to reduce and eliminate that aggravation, where it's just a worsening of existing symptoms because they're getting more of that primary response, even from a very small dose. And for some kids, unfortunately, Avery was one of them, that it's just not possible to avoid that. With Avery, she ended up needing, we learned over time that she needed to have a little bit of that aggravation, that primary response, for her body to be able to mount the secondary response, which is the healing response that we're looking for. And so that's what's occurring in the body when we are taking a homeopathic remedy and getting a little bit of an aggravation. It's just the existing state that is similar to what the substance can cause, and the substance adding a little bit more of that to it in the primary response. And it happens too with conventional medications. If you think about it, we get the primary response for pain medication of pain reduction, and then we get the secondary response of rebound worsening headaches or whatever you're taking the pain for. And so hopefully that makes sense, Jody. I think this is actually the first time I've talked to you specifically about this. Is that something that makes sense?
It does make sense. I think it made a lot more sense to me. And again, going back to all the things that I didn't know, like I didn't understand what we were doing with homeopathy. I thought we were going to give her a remedy and the remedy was going to do something. I didn't understand that, like, I knew that we were going to try and heal her body, but that's also what my mind told me we had been trying to do. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand at that time that Avery's body was going to work through this process of healing and the homeopathy was just going to nudge her along the way. So at some point down the road, you explained to me, like, each time we give her a dose, it's a nudge. Whenever we, you know, when she has an aggravation, it's just a harder nudge. And all of it's nudging her body in the direction of healing. And having that understanding also would have made it feel less scary and less like it wasn't working. It was just a hard nudge instead of just a nudge. And so again, I go back to, like, all of the education that's available, where you know, have the ability to learn about what a response is and all the different type things that can happen getting started. But yeah, no, it makes sense.
And that analogy of a nudge versus a hard nudge is also what we had to talk through when we wanted to recognize that you can't just push through it, right? How many PANS moms are like, you know, you might be used to Herxheimer reactions and people might be thinking, oh, is this a Herxheimer reaction? It's actually not a Herxheimer reaction that you're experiencing, because that's a physical response to toxins that are being released from die-off. And so this is not a Herxheimer reaction. It's like I said, it's just a little bit more of that primary action response that you're getting that matches the symptoms that you're currently experiencing. And so the reason that we don't want to, like, dose again and again and again is because if you give a hard nudge and then another hard nudge, another hard nudge, you're just going to knock somebody over. They're not going to, like, pick up and get going at the pace that they can handle and they can sustain. So, all right, Jody, is there anything else that you want to share about your first remedy and the experience that you had? Any encouragement that you'd want to give to somebody who might have just heard what you shared and said, wait, I can't handle an aggravation at all?
I don't. Aggravations are they're what you're already doing, right? Like, looking back at Avery's aggravations, I was already doing those things. There was no, like, you know, she didn't go from having yelling, screaming rages to all of a sudden she was kicking holes in walls and punching people like that. It's not like that. It's the same thing. It just kicks up and it's what I was already managing. So I think it's more stressful because I felt like I was causing it by giving her something. Mm-hmm. You know, I ends up that I was helping her heal by giving her something. I just didn't see that yet. And I think starting homeopathy that we have to give ourselves grace because we're going through a lot of learning. And that's the cool thing about, you know, working together, you and I, you were teaching me all along the way. And eventually I started listening, thank goodness. But there's a learning process to doing all of it, even the follow-up appointments, how you report a, you know, symptom, the detail, all that type of stuff. And then there's also unlearning that we have to do because my expectations were based on what I knew before. And I'll probably say this 47 times as we go through this series. But I brought with me everything I knew about treating my child, and was applying that to homeopathy, and I had to unlearn that. And that took time, and it takes everybody time. But I think a lot of us have, like, a rocky journey to start with only because it's so confusing. And once we have more understanding for what we do or what we're doing with the remedies, and how healing works, you start to settle into it and get, you know, more comfortable with it.
Yeah. And like you said, that it was stuff that you were already dealing with. There's a lot of moms in our community who have phrased it so effectively. They said that they've never had an aggravation that was worse than any flare. And so that, as you just expressed, Jody, it was something that you were already dealing with. It just felt harder because it felt scary because you thought you had caused it. And one thing we did not mention that I think is really vital is that aggravations tend to only last for a few hours to a few days, mm-hmm. At most. And so there's also that fear when you're a PANS mom that you're mm-hmm. starting a months-long flare if things are starting to get worse. And it can be hard to not just, like, screech and want to like jump in and do something, jump in and fix.
So. Yeah. And reiterating what you said about, you know, there was little things that got better in that very beginning part, but my life didn't suck any less, right? I was still managing all the things and it was awful and hard and it was still PANS, right? We were doing PANS and it was a really neat thing to be like, oh, like, holy cow, look at that. Like that thing was better, but there's no way I would have known that had I not had somebody point it out to me. So it was just the very beginning of those little steps that were happening when I was busy managing, the beginning of the journey.
On our next episode, we are going to talk more about how you started to navigate and learn through those first few follow-ups and several remedy changes that we needed to make, and going through some remedies that were really helpful and some that didn't really make much of a difference, mm-hmm. and all of the things that we really learned and on that process. So hopefully you guys will join us in that next episode to get a little bit more of a picture about what the ups and downs in the early stages can look like.
Bye, guys.
We hope you found this episode helpful, hopeful, and inspiring. We try to get a new episode out every week, and you can make sure you don't miss any by following us on Spotify or subscribing to our channel on YouTube. Just search for Resilience Naturopathic. If you want to connect with us more, join our Facebook group, Homeopathy for Pans and Pandas, where we have exclusive weekly videos and answer your questions about, you guessed it, homeopathy for pans and pandas throughout the week. If you're already a member, give us a shout out and let us know what you thought about this episode. Until next time, take care and remember, this won't be forever.